Amen. Yes. And I just want to thank God for each and every one of you, for those who are viewing online and those who are here live in the audience tonight. I know that this is a night that the Lord is just going to touch us, because that's what he does when we gather ourselves in his name. Amen. And so we just want to be open to what God has for us tonight as we enter into worship and just be thankful of his goodness. Amen.
Yeah. same world for miles and miles. We've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies. If you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, well, there's a better life. There's a better life. You gotta pay the pain to anger. Savior, you gotta change.
You. We get to freely lift our hands, shout out your praises. We get to sing our testimonies.
Amen.
We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We're the beggars, now we're royalty. Well, we get to sing our testimony, Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And we get to thank you and praise you and glorify your holy name.
Amen.
You are worthy.
Yes, you are.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Worthy, worthy, worthy.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How's everybody doing tonight? Oh, mine just got better. Woo. There's nothing like worshiping with your family. Amen.
Amen.
This is amazing. Amen. I love it. Okay. So what we got going on? We've got the women's Christmas party. Yeah. The first Saturday in December. And we're going to do that at noon. There was a sign out at this thing, and I had to make up a kind of a makeshift one because the original one's missing. So if anybody knows where that's at, please let it find its way back to me. Help it find its way back to me because I don't know where the original one is, and we need that one. Did you touch it?
No.
You didn't take it? Okay, just making
no.
sure. Because usually when something's missing at the house, you know. Right? Either him or the kids. Oh, I guess we did have the kids there. I was going to say the kids haven't been there, but they have, so never mind. And then we've got our regular breakfast on the first Saturday in November. So we're excited. Mona Kearns is going to be bringing the word that day. So we're excited for that. And we're going to have some food, and it'll be great.
Amen.
9 o'clock is the time on that. For what? I'll come at 12. Y'all come at 1.
Is it breakfast, though? Isn't it?
No, it's not. No, that's totally different. It's nothing to do with the Christmas party. It's going to be like our normal Christmas party we have every year. We kind of just put the women's Bible study on the back burner for that month, and then we'll pick it back up in January. But we're going to have a great time together. There's a lot of women signed up. That's why I want that sheet, because there's a bunch of women signed up. Yeah. We're going to have a great time. So, and then men, you have yours the third Saturday of the month.
Yeah, but we're probably
Oh, that's right, because we've got Thanksgiving coming up, and we've got Christmas coming up. So remember Thanksgiving, because it falls on the Thursday. We will not have a Thursday night service. And then for Christmas Eve, we will have, we said 6, right?
Yes, 6 o'clock.
We will have our 6 o'clock candlelight service, which is my favorite of the year. Like, it's just my favorite. There's something about, I don't even like Christmas songs. I don't. But I love that night, and I love the atmosphere of that night, and I love how, I don't know, it's just my favorite. And then, of course, we're just going to have regular service on Christmas Day, because it falls on a Sunday.
Yep. Amen.
Amen. So I got.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. So we'll have to let the children go to children's church. Hey, Regina.
Yeah.
Get this off my. What did I do?
You got it upside down.
Well, that's because it's stuck upside down.
Technical difficulties will be with you in a moment.
Do you see how it's stuck
upside
down? I got
you.
Down?
Yeah. I felt like Andrew knowing what to do.
Praise God. Hallelujah. So anyhow, we'll take up the offering, and it says in Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given to you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. And so we know that as givers, it's always given back to us, and the Lord says in his word, prove me now herewith, saith the Lord, and see if I won't open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you don't have room enough to contain. And he will rebuke the devourer for our sakes and help us in every way. And so we just want to be thankful that that's what he does for us each and every time. And we're just going to bring the offering buckets up as I pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just declare your glory and we just thank you for your goodness today, God. And Father, we pray your blessing over this offering and over everything that's given, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. We won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. Shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise.
Hallelujah, praise. Praise the name of the Lord. So tonight, we're going to talk about trust in the Lord. Amen?
Amen?
Trust in the Lord. And you know, first of all, that word trust means the firm belief in the reality or the truth or the ability of someone. Amen? So when we trust in the Lord, we're putting all of our hope and understanding in his ability as who he is as Lord and Savior of our lives. Amen? And so we know that when we trust in him, everything's going to work out for the good. And we're just going to look here at Proverbs chapter 3. And it says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. So when we keep his commandments and keep them close to our heart, we receive favor between God and man. And then it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not into thine own understanding. You know what that means is that we are going to trust in God's way instead of man's way. Amen. You know, the Bible says that there's a way that men go that leads to destruction. And that's not what we're going to lean into. Amen. And what we're going to do is we're going to lean into the Lord, because when we lean into God, that means that we're trusting him in every way, shape, or form. Amen. And when we do that, it means that we're trusting his way to be the right way. Amen. So that means that we follow the word of God and we let the word of God direct us. And when we do that, it says that the Lord will actually be the director of our paths. Amen. And when he's directing our paths, that means that we're going to go the right way in life and we're going to see the right things in life. And it says, be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. So even when we're trusting in God, the one thing it does is it turns us, our heart, away from anything evil and pushes us towards that which is good. Amen. And when God is moving on our behalf, there's nothing that can come against us, or even those things that come against us, they will eventually have to bow, because when we follow God and trust in his way, then he's going to direct our paths and we're going to come out on the good side of things. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we're very thankful that that's how it is with the Lord, and we're very thankful that that's what we have when we trust in the Lord. Amen. Amen. So it says right here in Psalms, Psalms 118:5, it says, I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. And this is a great scripture here. It says, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me? The Lord is on your side. And that's a powerful thing for us to know, is that the Lord is right here with us, and he's on our side, and he's got our back. Amen? And amen. And so the Lord is with you in this thing called life. And he's right beside you in this thing called life. And he's not only on your side, but he's right with you as you go through the challenges of life. Amen. In Psalms 112, verse 7, it says, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. And I want you to know that it says, unto the upright there ariseth light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. When you're trusting in the Lord, you can rest confidently that even when things are tough and when things are bad, that God's going to be with you. Amen. I thank God that today we can trust in the Lord with all that we got going on in the world around us, that we can put our trust in the Lord. Amen. And know that he's with us, and know that he'll help us and work with us. And it says in Proverbs 16:3, that commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts will be established. So if we commit our works into the Lord, even our thoughts will be established, and we will know what to do and how to do it and when to do it. Amen? Amen. And we'll know how to follow God closely and be exactly where we need to be in the Lord. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to read something out of the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah 17, verse 7, says, "Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is the Lord is. For he shall be a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit." So we see that when we trust in the Lord and we make him our way, then things around us doesn't matter what's going on in the world. Amen? Amen? It doesn't matter what their viewpoint is and what they're seeing and what they're experiencing. You can be experiencing something totally different. Amen? Yep. And I thank God that we can have peace in the middle of tribulation for everybody else. And while everybody else is worried about different things, we can have a trust and a hope. Because first of all, we know that we belong to God. Second of all, we know that the Lord is coming, amen? And we know that we will be rescued, amen? And we know that the Lord is not going to leave us forsaken, but that he's with us and that he has our back, and that we can rest in him and trust in him and know that he's going to find a way where there is no way, amen? Now I'm going to go to the book of Mark, and we're going to read a story here that just shows what it is to trust in God as opposed to trusting in man and his way of doing things. And we're going to read in Mark chapter 22 about a ruler who had a daughter that was sick unto death. And look what it says in Mark chapter 5, verse 22. "And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet," meaning at the feet of Jesus, "and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him." And then we're going to go down here to verse 35, because this is where the story picks back up, because he was interrupted there on the journey. And it says in verse 34, "And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace, and behold of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe." See, here's where trusting in the Lord is so critical, because this man had to immediately lean not into his own understanding, but he had to let his heart open to what Jesus was saying to him. Amen? Because in his own natural understanding, the worst thing possible would happen. His daughter was dead, and there's nothing that can be done. "And he suffered no man to follow him save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and seeth the tumult and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out," boy, did you see that? He put everybody out that laughed at him and everybody out that doubted. Amen? Sometimes you got to make sure that you're not listening to the wrong voices. Amen? And sometimes when people are fighting you, especially in the arena of faith, sometimes you have to quit listening to negativity. And you have to quit listening to those people that are not going to believe for miracles with you. Amen? "But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel rose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given to her to eat. So here we see a very, very critical situation that happens to us as believers. Sometimes we're believing God for the impossible, and sometimes circumstances don't get better. They got worse, didn't it? Because this man was already believing God for something, but what happened made the situation worse. Instead of hearing that his daughter was getting better, he heard that she was getting worse. Amen? And sometimes, Christians, as you go about your walk, you're going to find that sometimes you have challenges, and in those challenges, sometimes it looks like things are getting worse and getting worse, even though God is still with you. Amen? And we've got to remember here what Jesus told this man. You know, when he heard this, he said, "Be not afraid, only believe." Sometimes, people, you've got to remember that even in the middle of worse circumstances and getting bad reports, that you have to be not afraid, only believe. In other words, trust in the Lord. Amen? Amen? Trust in Him, because in the middle of your situation, He's there with you, and He does not want you to be alone. He does not want you to feel alone, because you're not alone. Amen? Amen? He's right there with you, and He's in the middle of your report. He's in the middle of what the doctor is saying. He's in the middle of what your finances look like. He's in the middle of what your worries and what your stresses are and what causes you to have apprehensions and causes you anxiety. He's right in the middle of every bit of it, amen? And when He's in the middle of it, it's because He's preparing a way, even though there seems to be no way, amen? It seemed like there was no way for this young girl once they had come and given Him the report, but Jesus made a way, didn't He? And I want to emphasize again that one of the most critical things He did was that anybody who didn't believe with Him, it said that He put them out of the situation. Amen? He took only those that were close with Him and the mother and father into where the damsel was, and He had everybody else put out because He didn't want that negativity around them. Amen? And sometimes we've got to remember that in the middle of our battles and stuff, there's voices that we don't need to hear. There's voices that we don't need to have around us that are not going to be supporting what we need to know in God. And so we have to know how to handle those voices and how to put them out and how not to let them influence us. Amen? We've got to know how to be involved in settling things in a way that are of God. Amen? I like this scripture because it shows us just how far you have to get away from natural thinking to be able to believe sometimes the miracles and the things that God wants to do for you. Amen? And this is a time where we really need to be a people that are going to take the limits off of what we're believing God for and really believe Him for the supernatural. Amen? Really believe Him for the impossible. Really believe Him for what does not seem reasonable to mankind, but it is very reasonable to Him. Amen? It's reasonable and it makes sense to Him, and He wants you to believe Him for those things that are supernatural and super amazing. Amen? It says in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 26, it says, "Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they?" You know, we need to understand something. God has the ability to take care of everything. He created everything, and He provided a way for everything. Amen? And if He can provide for the fowl of the air, and they don't sow or harvest like we do, but they're provided for, how much more is God going to provide for us? Amen? How much more does He love us? How much more will He come into our life and help us? How much more does He want to commit to Him being a part of solving our problems and our day-to-day issues? Amen? He's a loving, caring God, and He loves each and every one of us, and He loves it when we submit to Him and let Him have His way in our life, because He truly does want to give us the best of everything. Amen? He wants us to have the best experiences we can have. He wants us to have the best life that we can have, and He wants us to be blessed here as well as in the world to come. Amen? That's what's so amazing about God is that He wants you blessed right now. And this is one thing, too, about when you're leaning, trusting not into yourself, but you're leaning into Him and trusting in Him, is that don't just trust Him for the big things. Amen? I want you to know that the Lord is interested in your day-to-day life and your day-to-day situations. Amen? And He wants to help you in those day-to-day things that you have going on, and He wants you to be blessed in the big things as well as the small things. Amen? The Lord loves for you to have joy and peace. He loves for you to enjoy what you're doing in life. Amen? He loves to be a part of your work day. He loves to be a part of your life after work. He loves to be a part of your relationships. He loves to be a part of every aspect of your life and every aspect of what you got going on. And that's why He wants you to be not afraid, only believe. Amen? Because that's what He wants for us on a day-to-day basis. We're going to look here at the book of James, chapter 4, verse 7. And in James 4, 7, it says, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." I want you to know that part of trusting God is resisting the devil. Part of trusting God is resisting things that are evil around us. Amen? A part of trusting God is to know that as we trust Him and submit ourselves unto Him, that the devil will have to flee from our life, and that as we draw near to God, He will draw near to us. Amen? Amen. It's so powerful because the Lord resists the proud, but He gives grace unto the humble. So submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And he will not be a part of your everyday life. I want you to know that the devil does not have to be a part of your everyday life. Amen? Yep. We can separate ourselves from him and from that part of his wickedness trying to be released upon us. And we can be strengthened on a day-to-day basis by the Lord. Amen? And we can spend time with the devil fleeing from us instead of coming after us. Amen? We're going to go back to Psalms 91. And I want to read a lot of this to us. And we're just going to see what it says here about us and how we should be operating with the Lord. It says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He will deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. Only with thine eye shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation." See, when we make the Lord our habitation and we trust in Him, buddy, we can see good things happen. Amen? "There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling, for He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the otter, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample underfoot. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him." These are all things that the Lord will do for you when you call upon him and when you trust in him and when you make him your habitation. These are all things that God will do. "He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." Our God is a good, caring, and powerful, and loving God, isn't he? And he's a God that will do all these things for us. And he's a God that will lift us up and exalt us in due time. Amen. First John 5:14 says, "And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us." You know, if you ask anything according to the will of God, he will hear you. You know, that's why you can ask him to be healed. You can ask him for help in every area of your life. Amen. You can ask him to help you in your finances. You can ask him to help you in your relationships. Amen. Because if you ask anything according to his will, he will hear us. Amen. And he will hear us and help us and bring us into a place where he is willing to work on our behalf and where he's working with us. Amen. And I want you to know that God is working with each and every one of you. And he wants you to have confidence in him. Amen. Trusting in the Lord means that we have a great confidence in him. Amen. And we can have a confidence in him. We can have a confidence in him that's beyond understanding, and we can have a confidence in him that goes beyond anything that anybody else could possibly impact us with, including the devil or anybody that wants to be an enemy to us. It says this in Psalms 37, "Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday." Commit thy way unto the Lord. Amen. You know, I want you to know that sometimes we think we've committed our way into the Lord, but we still rely on ourselves. Uh-oh. Sometimes we think we've committed our way to the Lord, but you know, there's times where we let that outward man that's supposed to be dying every day, we let him rise back up, don't we? And sometimes we allow fears and different things to adjust our commitment level to the Lord. Amen? But I want you to know something. That if we commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. We need to know that the way that we need to do is give more commitment to the Lord. Amen? Because the more commitment we give to the Lord, the more he's able to do on our behalf what needs to be done. Amen? And so we need to just stick with God and stick with his plan and stick with his way of doing things. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I can remember when I was saved a while, and things were going good for Regina and I. And I remember that I just got this promotion at work, and I took on all this responsibility. And it was a pretty big promotion. I remember especially thinking that nobody like my dad or anybody had ever held a position like that before. And I was just thanking God for what he was doing for us. But I got to tell you something, that the first thing that happened was I got under stress immediately. And I can remember that first couple weeks of this new job, I'd come home and I couldn't really sleep well. And I'd wake up thinking about the job, and I'd have to pray in the Holy Ghost to go back to sleep. And I would just be stressed and stressed and stressed. And then one day the Lord reminded me of John 5:30, where he says that he can of his own self do nothing unless the Father helps him. Amen? And all of a sudden I remembered, why am I trying to work on this job on my own now? It took the Lord getting the job, and now I want to put my own power on it. And all of a sudden, I remembered, oh, man, I need to commit my way into the Lord, and I need to trust him to help me. And the minute that I did that, everything turned around. And I tell you what, God blessed that job and blessed me and gave me sweet rest after that. Amen? And so I want us each to know that we're going to get to places in life where if we're not careful, we can forget that we're supposed to be trusting in the Lord to do what we do. Amen? So if you have an area of your life that's giving you stress right now, I want you to make an extra effort of giving that area to the Lord. Amen? I want you to make an extra effort of saying, God, in this area, I need your help. And I'm going to trust in you, and I'm going to lean not on my own understanding, but I'm going to press into you in this area and let you direct my path. Amen? And when we do that, we'll start to see that God is there to help us and God is there to bring us through and to bring us out of things. Amen? And so that's what we want to do. We want to trust in the Lord. Amen? Say that with me. Say, trust in the Lord. Amen. Amen. And that's what we want to do with our life. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just give you glory and praise tonight, Father. And Lord, we commit our ways unto you, Lord. Lord, even in all the things that's going on in the world today, we trust you more than ever, Father. And Lord, we lean into you, God, and not into our own understanding, but into your way of doing things, Father, and the way you teach us to do things, God. And Lord, we just want to trust in you and lean into you, God, and let you have your way in our life, Father God, because you are the destiny and the future that we need to step into, God. And Lord, I just thank you right now that you're helping each and every one of us, Father. Lord, in all the areas that we need help, you're helping each and every one of us right now, Father. And Lord, I just thank you for it, and I give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay. Three of them? Okay, thank you. Raquel is asking for prayer for Ron and Robin. And Father, we just put Ron and Robin before you, Father God. And Lord, we just ask you to help them in every area and every situation that they have, Father God. And Lord, whatever their need is, Father God, we pray that you help them and bless them and bring them through, Father God. And we just give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Lord, we want to pray for Carrie, Father, because he's sick. And Lord, we just put him before you right now, God, and we just loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into him right now, Father God. And Lord, we just pray blessing over him. And God, bring him to health and divine healing, Father. And Lord, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. And Father, right now we put Jeannie before you, God. And God, we ask you to remove all sickness from her, Father God. Lord, whatever is ailing her, God, we just ask you right now to bring healing to it, God. We loose the working of miracles and healing to flow into her, Father God. And Lord, we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I just pray, God, that your word goes quickly and does what it does, Father God, and that each person that we've prayed for has been touched by you, Father. I pray even right now that there's a turnaround happening in each situation, God, and we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Well, I want to thank you for being here with us tonight, and I hope you enjoyed the service and felt the presence of God, and we'll look forward to being with you on Sunday. Amen. Amen.